All roads lead to the Green Yards today for the Aberdeen Standard Investments Melrose Sevens.
Super Scoreboard.
It's Saturday afternoon. This is Radio Border. It's 14th of April. My name's Rory, in for Keith on Super Scoreboard this afternoon. And we are live from the Green Yards in Melrose for the Aberdeen Standard Investment Melrose Sevens this afternoon. And there for us is Ali McGilvery. He's our reporter there. And while you're standing at the side of the pitch, Ali.
I'm underneath one of the temporary stands here at the Green Yards with Melrose head coach Rob Christie, who must be eager for his side to get onto the pitch this afternoon.
Yeah, no, the boys are really excited. You know, fortunately the sun's came out and there's looks to be a big crowd building and the atmosphere's building, so you know the boys are buzzing, and you know they'll be looking to kind of put their best foot forward today.
We've been asking everyone what makes Melrose special, Melrose Sevens special for them. What makes it for you?
I suppose it's just the history. It's, you know, everybody knows what Melrose Sevens is all about, and you know everybody wants to lift that trophy at the end of the day, and it's so hard to lift it, you know, as a player and as a coach. So you know, we've got a long way to go to get to there, but we'll give it a good crack.
Welcome back to Melrose Sevens. It's not all about the rugby on the field. The atmosphere off the pitch is also fantastic.
Our reporter Ali McGilvery, while he's roving around the grounds. What's happening, Ali?
Well, the action's heating up on the park here at Sunkist Green Yards. I'm deep in the crowd and amongst the supporters, and I found Charlie Shields' mum. First try scorer of the afternoon for Curry. How are you getting on?
Amazing. Sunshine's out, spectators are amazing. The play that we're watching is fantastic. It's so fast-paced, just like Hong Kong, Dubai. Just amazing. And we've got a birthday girl here today as well, my friend Michelle. Woo!
She must be a very proud mum.
Very proud, honestly. The hard work, and actually it's a very generational Melrose experience actually, because Charlie's here after playing, following his dad and his granddad. So it's lovely, and Adam Hastings following his dad, Gavin Hastings, and Craig Chalmers and Robbie Chalmers. So it's amazing, honestly. It's just a thrill to be here. Such a great event and such a wonderful spectator sport. Thanks.
Who's going to win today?
Holly! Although I'm a little bit torn. Obviously, I'm a little bit torn because I've got a lot of friends and family from Melrose. So, do you know what? If it's a Curry Melrose final, bring it on.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Ali.
Now, I think Ali might be somewhere around in the ground again. Ali, is he going to give us a wave somewhere? Is he out and about?
Well, I'm pitch side here at the Green Yards, in amongst the supporters, trying to find out what makes Melrose Seven special for them. And I think I've found this possibly the furthest travelled supporters today, all the way from Queensland, Australia.
Yes, we're from Toowoomba, which is about 2 hours west of Brisbane. We're over here on a holiday for 4 weeks and know locals that live here. And they said you need to come and see the Melrose Sevens. So that's why we're here today.
And what do you make of the Melrose Sevens so far?
Yeah, it's really good. I like watching rugby and the tackling.
And who are you supporting today?
Melrose.
And how does this compare to Australia then?
Oh, so far it's much better quality of rugby. We have a few problems with our rugby in Australia at the moment, so really enjoying seeing some good rugby here.
I'm sure Scotland could appreciate some of your problems that you're having. But we'll enjoy today. Nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Perfect timing, Ali, because we're just about to get underway in the second half here. Curry 5, Melrose 10, then half-time score.
The Aberdeen Standard Investments, Melrose Sevens, on Radio Borders.
Well, it's back to the Green Yards this afternoon. Ali McGilvery is our roving reporter. Where are you now, Ali?
Okay, well, I'm under the scoreboard here at the Green Yards, and I'm joined by the Powerbomb Seven side.
Hey!
They're not on the pitch, but they're having just as much fun off it today. How's the Melrose Sevens for you?
The Melrose Sevens fantastic today. You couldn't ask for better weather in the border circuit, and what a venue. You couldn't ask for better. Looking underneath the Eildon Hills, absolutely loving it. The Powerbomb Sevens love the Melrose Sevens.
And I thought I heard some singing from this quarter before.
We did.
Oh yeah, you've got some singing from the Powerbombs. We're loving it.
You want some?
We'll let them
right
play.
Let the bombs play. Let them play. Let the bombs play. Na 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 na. Let the bombs play.
Well, really, that's to my very noisy Green Yards. Back to you in the studio.
All right, sounds like the Powerbomb's having a great afternoon, but we'll head back to the commentary box where we can find Bryce and Dale.
Yeah, Dale's going to sing us Let the Red Arrows. What's your
Red Yarrows.
Red Yarrows play. Yeah, the Yarrow Valley team. They might well be in the Melrose Sevens draw next year. They might well not be.
This is Radio Borders Saturday evening. My name's Rory. We'll be live from the Melrose Sevens final very, very soon. Ali's wandering about. Where are you?
Well, I've managed to sneak into the hospitality tent where I've come across members of Jedburgh Pipe Band who opened the event this morning. I'm joined by drummer Catherine Wiley. Catherine, what does the Sevens mean to you?
Well, we're obviously gutted that Jed Forrest are out, but it's good to see that the whole of Scotland is looking at Melrose today. It's all eyes on the Borders, and it's really good to see.
And not many people get the chance to walk out into the centre of the Green Yards pitch. How can you describe it for them?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Obviously, it was early on in the day. There wasn't a lot of people there, but we've had a good afternoon since, and there's a huge crowd here today, which is good to see.
Is that your afternoon over now? You just get to enjoy the after-match entertainment?
Yes, we're hitting the pub.
Okay, well, I think I'm just about to get chucked out of the hospitality tent, so back to you in the studio.